Now, I just want to share for a minute about something. Political correctness has even set in the church. There's two different ways that our calendar has been kept. B.C., A.D. Not good enough for the secular world. They decided to change it now to B.C.E. or before Common Era and C.E. Common Era. Well, the A.D. meant in the year of our Lord. That's the way that our calendar was kept. That's what the A.D. stands for. But these designations don't distinguish much about the changes that the centuries have brought to the church. In these last few months, with the storms going across North America, it seems that another designation might describe the changes in time which has been brought to divide life. B.E. and A.E. You say, okay, preacher, what is that? What's that B.E. stuff? Before electricity. What about the A.E.? After electricity. You see, there's nothing like the extended of a power outage to remind us just how dependent we are on the power grid and our lifestyles and our livelihood. So when the power goes off, everything that we are used to doesn't work. Making coffee requires a fire and a pot or a cast iron skillet where you got to put the coffee grounds in there and boil them. Takes a lot of time and also some gritty results. Creating a whole meal for a day can take a long time. But there are other changes that occur when the power goes out, and they're not all bad. You see what happens without TVs or computers or video games or smartphones or music downloads? Family who are hunkered down against the storm has to find something else to do. And off the grid, the days that we drag them out, we get board games out again. Monopoly and cards, and it's really cool. Nothing wrong with that coming together. That's why BE, before electricity, the most important thing in the community were storytellers. Christina's going to come and tell her story here in a moment. The storytellers were responsible for telling people who were there where they stood in the world, and how that came to be, and what they should be doing. Even in these AE days, the things that we learn as stories stick with us and they become part of us, and they become a lesson. And we learn these stories sometimes by rote. You ever read the unemployment results and all this kind of stuff, and you kind of nod off because they're boring. But did you ever hear the story of the grasshopper and the ant? If you haven't, look it up. It's an interesting story, and it'll tell you why we got to work all day long. The ant was doing the things that he should be doing, and the grasshopper, he was just goofing off. But the stories that we live need to be retold, and each new generation must learn the stories of their people and the nation and its faith. And because if we don't, those stories will be lost forever. Just an example, Herod, the great department store in London, England, there's a statue of Princess Diana and Dodi Fayed, whose father, by the way, owns Herod's. And there was a little girl standing there looking at the statue, and she said to her mother, "Who is Princess Diana?" The mom had forgot that that statue is not recognized by everyone. So she told the little girl the story. The same way as our Christian faith is always just one generation away from extinction unless we tell our stories. No one is ever born a Christian. Christians can only be born again. And after they inhabit these stories, they to tell of God's love all around the world, each new generation of Christians must pass on that story to the next. I don't know how many groups of students has gone through there. When did it start? 1926. They've been telling the same old story of God and His love. There's a story that was given about when the Indians were kind of run out of their territory. And there was a white man that showed up and gave the Indians a piece of paper declaring that they owned the land. Well, the Indian looked at him and he said, well, you own the land? That paper ain't going to tell you nothing about owning the land. If you own the land, tell me your story. The Indians had a story of how they owned the land. So, Christina, would you come and share? Would you welcome Christina? Tell the old, old story of God and His love. I'm going to sit down in the front row.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Just share from your heart.